Ruck Pigeon is sitting in a sneaker. Is he trying to rest? Or pretending to be a human ankle? It's a bit chilly. Perhaps he should put a sock on. Or is he hoping the sneaker turns into a car he can drive around in? In fact, Ruck is in a sneaker that's hanging from a power line. He's waiting for someone. The entire Real Pigeon Squad is hanging and waiting in shoes, too.
How much longer?
Tumbler asks excitedly from a pair of slippers. Not long, says Grandpowder from a work boot.
I'm getting shoe stink on my feathery curls,
grumbles Frillback from the other work boot.
You pigs, you pigeons, should have brought snacks, says Homie,
who is munching on a loaf of bread as he kicks back in a snow boot.
Stay alert, squad,
Rock says. He's concentrating really hard on keeping a lookout. Finally, a man walks below them. He looks very suspicious, wearing a mask and carrying a large wiggly bag that has a puppy inside it.
This puppy was so easy to steal,
the thief chuckles.
Now I'll sell her and make some dodgy doggy money.
The real pigeons get to work. It's time for justice.
Go, pigeons, go!
They chew through the shoelace, holding them up, and fall down. Right on top of the puppy napper. They perform one of their favorite attack moves, fly kicks. They flap their wings super fast and fly around in their shoes, giving the man kicks.
Hey, ow! Stop fly kicking me! Oof! Gah!
Rock boots the man in the bottom, knocking him to the ground. Frillback grabs the sack and returns the puppy to her owner. The real pigeons have saved the day again. They ditch their shoes, although Rock stays in his.
Sneakers are so cozy,
he says.
They're like nests that smell like human feet.
The pigeons fly back to their gazebo in the middle of the city park. But something worse than a puppy stealer is waiting for them on the roof of the gazebo. It's a vulture!
Ah!
The real pigeons cry. The vulture is big and bald, with a sharp beak framed by his prickly beard hairs on his chin. And he's chewing on bones that hang out of his mouth like giant toothpicks.
Hello, pigeons,
booms the vulture.
He's terrifying and also loud,
whimpers Tumbler.
I've been watching you all,
says the vulture.
You're the real pigeons, aren't you?
Ruck leaps back in fright and tries to fly away. He has heard scary things about vultures. They are omens of doom. But Ruck forgot he was still in his sneaker. His wings get tangled and he can't flap. Uh-oh! He falls off the gazebo roof and lands hard on the ground with a thwack. Frillback raises her feather fists.
Stay where you are, scary vulture.
On the ground, Rock's wing hurts.
Ouch!
He cries. The pigeons all fly down.
Be brave, dude,
says Homie. Grandpowder bandages up Rock's wing with one of the shoelaces. And with the help of Trent, Rock's favorite twig, which he uses as a splint.
It's just a sprain, Grandpowder says. No more costumes for a while, though, okay?
But being a master of disguise is my pigeon power,
Rock moans. The vulture lands beside them.
Sorry you had a wingding,
he booms.
I'm Beardy Vulture. I've been looking for you because...
I know all about vultures,
shouts Rock.
You are omens of doom. You must have cursed me and made me fall.
Beardy Vulture looks shocked.
Huh?
Don't play dumb, says Grandpowder. Everyone knows vultures are scary birds who curse and eat bones.
Beardy Vulture laughs loudly.
Ha ha ha! It's true. I do love eating bones. I love slurping on bone broth and nibbling on cotton candy that comes on a bone and eating bone hot dogs, which are just bones in nice warm buns. Yum.